Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Women under 30 are less likely to accept a COVID-19 vaccine, according to a new study from NUI Galway. While the research found that 75% of respondents overall would take the vaccine, the findings among younger females could have implications for how health messages around the vaccine are conveyed to this group. I'm joined now by Dr. Jane Walsh, who's a senior lecturer in psychology in NUI Galway, who was involved in the study. Dr. Walsh, you're very welcome to the programme. You might talk me through some of the main findings, Jane.
Yes, thank you very much for the opportunity to discuss the research. Yes, as you rightly said, overall our study showed 75% of people expressed an intention to get the vaccine. But when you started looking at the younger age groups, there was a general shift downwards in this. And particularly notable was only 69% of women under 30 were a definite yes to getting the vaccine. And when you look at the remaining 30% of these young women, one thing that is quite striking is that 20% of them, one in five, said they were quite unsure or uncertain about getting the vaccine.
Do we know why, Jane?
Yeah, it's a very high level of uncertainty. So naturally, this attracted our attention and we started digging into what the reasons were. And there were three striking things that came out. The first was it was clear that this group were less clear as to the benefits of the vaccine to them. And the second thing was they were more likely to perceive the vaccine as higher risk to them. And then the third interesting thing was they had less of a sense of civic responsibility around the impact of the vaccine to the wider society. And I suppose this is understandable in when they're trying to make decisions about their own individual health and then trying to understand the wider implications of this also. So understanding risks becomes an important issue.
I must say I'm really surprised at that, particularly the last one, that they had less of... Let me make sure that I get this right. Women under the age of 30 had less of a sense of their civic duty in relation to the vaccine. Am I getting that right?
Well, those that were unsure or said no had a lower sense than those that said yes. So that you could interpret that as those that said yes, they're going to get it, not only saw the benefits to themselves and lesser risk, but also they understood the impact to the wider society, perhaps in terms of herd immunity, protecting others that are more vulnerable in society and other things. So there was a differential there. And these are the things that impact on people's decision making.
And do we know why those reasons were occurring? I mean, is it... We spoke about not getting the message possibly, or the message not being conveyed appropriately to this age group. Why is that happening?
It's both of those things, actually. We did a further analysis looking at who do people trust as their source of information and how does this relate to their intention to get the vaccine. And it was very interesting, particularly for the younger cohort. First of all, trust in government in those that were unsure or said no was lower. And secondly, even though they were more likely to trust their GP than the authorities, that still wasn't necessarily enough. The really striking finding, particularly in young women, was that their main go-to for information and trust was their peer group. And so we know that this is a source of concern because a peer group during lockdown and so on involves social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and their friends. But also we know that there's a huge amount of misinformation being circulated through these channels. And so somehow clear messaging from the government needs to address the concerns in relation to risk and benefits, but also send the messages through perhaps social influences or channels or with the appropriate person delivering the message that will really impact on the message to this cohort.
Is there any sense at all in your research that women under the age of 30 were in some way concerned about fertility or any issue like that in terms of the vaccine?
Yeah, very good question. You'd think this group are very young and this mightn't be on their mind. As we looked at them in comparison to young men because we thought perhaps it's an age thing in general. But young men are far less concerned about the vaccine and much more likely to say yes to it. And so that raised the question of what differentiates young women from young men. So you'd have to wonder if it's issues around fertility and health and pregnancy and other related issues. We didn't ask that question because we were a bit surprised by the findings. And so that is definitely one that warrants investigation. But a couple of other research studies have thrown some light onto what the issues might be for the younger women, and they certainly warrant further exploration. And one of these is around the broad area of medical mistrust in general. So it's not just related to fertility, perhaps, but just in relation to reporting of symptoms, being taken seriously by the medical profession. And then the issues around concern about the vaccine itself, how quickly science has created this, can it be trusted, who's conveying the messages. And
so,
another issue...
Are you saying that that might feed into concerns about cervical screening or breast cancer screening or so on, that they
yeah.
mightn't take those tests as seriously either, is that right?
Yeah, when you look at the recent news in the last 12 months or more, there's a lot of medical mistrust and concern amongst women about, you know, what is right thing to do in terms of self-care. So this has possibly spread into their willingness to consider the vaccine. And this is why this weighing of the benefits versus the risks becomes really important. And so in terms of their risk assessment, it's not just young women. People in general are not very good at understanding risk.
Well so that would be concerning, wouldn't it? Because campaigners in cervical screening and cancer screening generally will say, go and get tested or screened because you can catch something early and it will possibly save lives. But so what are the overall messages for government based on your research, Jane?
Well, there was a couple of things. More broadly, a fascinating finding was that positive attitudes or likelihood to get the vaccine are far less likely to be driven by fear messaging. So while relaying risks, it has to be done in a way that doesn't promote fear. And if you're going to relate risks, you also need to, on the other side, demonstrate clearly the benefits of the vaccine. And you have to address the concerns of those, you know, get a deeper understanding. But this other idea about the messaging, the messages need to be clearer, digestible and understandable, and they probably should be delivered in a way that's going to be more amenable to this group through either social influences or people they can relate to in a very clear way, addressing the concerns.
Okay, well, there's meat and drink in your research, there's no doubt about it. Dr. Jane Walsh, Senior Lecturer in Psychology from NUI Galway. Thank you very much indeed. Fascinating research.